listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast. Here on this Thursday, December the 2nd, 2021 here. And this is ahead of a packed show here with dailies here for the weekend here as I take my computer off of repeat mode here in Manhattan, Kansas. But yes, this is the Purple Project Podcast all about Kansas State Athletics on this Thursday here before I get started my busy day here in Manhattan, Kansas with work. And then I got basketball preseason style later on tonight, and catch that if this episode goes out. Obviously, I'm hoping to do that before I leave for work here. Basketball, obviously, Flint Hills, and I got a late email. Haven't checked it yet, but still check that out. Angel 95, Flint Hills Christian Basketball on Angel 95 tonight. The Shade Tournament kicks off in two locations, actually, this year, with a couple of games in St. George and, of course, a few in Manhattan. Of course, I will do the Flint Hills games in Manhattan, but the plans, there's a little bit of small change. The team is out due to, unfortunately, still the COVID protocol as well. So, but either way, hopefully the opponent was supposed to be Tyro Christian. Hopefully that's still the same opponent, because I haven't even touched that last email. But again, either way, there will be basketball tonight or whatever it is on Angel 95, one of the local stations here, the Christian radio station here, which I've been doing for the past several years now, and getting ready to kick off another year of Flint Hills Christian basketball. The Warriors playing tonight. Speaking of which, obviously, I want to get down to quickly here the big news of the on-campus K-State volleyball. And the last time I talked about volleyball here, they got swept by KU in two games. I was kind of worried about their playoff hopes or their postseason hopes or whatever. And I just literally got done listening to part one of Wildcat Insider. And K-State did get in, ladies and gentlemen. Wildcat Nation, K-State gets in the tournament selection show. They got K-State's in quadrant four. That is the last quadrant of the tournament bracket if you look at it. But either way, I thought K-State volleyball should have got it last year instead of this year. Well, what's up with that? But hey, I'm not complaining. This is big for K-State volleyball, and this is actually coming off our heels. A recording episode 73 of the podcast, which that will be up tomorrow morning ahead of a huge weekend for K-State sports, which includes K-State taking on their first round opponent in Lincoln, Nebraska, Florida State tomorrow afternoon. You can catch that on K-Man 1350 93.3, and of course Rod Volker will be on the call for that. If you can't make the trip. To Lincoln. I'm thinking about the marathon for next year. To Lincoln, Nebraska. Yeah, you can catch it there online on kstatesports.com. But yeah, I was a little bit surprised about this. I'm just being honest with you. I'm very surprised about it. And this comes off the heels of our conversation about where, once again, coming back to what's the state of K-State athletics? There's nothing to get excited about. I'm not going to spoil the whole episode because that conversation could have gone another couple hours last night, but I had to cut it because it was late as I moved my podcast recordings to after putting the little one to bed. But anyways, but K-State volleyball is in for the first time in the NCAA tournament going back to 2016. And again, their opponent, Florida State, at the Delvaney Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. K-State finished off the year 15-12, 6-10 in Big 12 play. And just listening to Susie Fritz just a while ago towards the end of my run, she sounds confident to go against Florida State. Bruce Weber, same thing. Bruce Weber was fired up last night against Albany.
I don't want to get too much involved, too much talk in the basketball at the moment, but this is all about K-State Volleyballs. This is big. This is, kind of the going back to what we're talking about last night, something to get this universally somewhat excited. Yes, volleyball is down a little bit ways to the charting post right now, but from what they did last year, obviously K-State Volleyball, the year that they had and getting robbed of the NCAA tournament, that was messed up, man. That was messed up. Missing the tournament there and having to watch everybody else play in a shortened format or whatever, that was BS there. And here, the way that the Cats were struggling towards the end of the year, losing the games here, and Sue Fritz, head coach of this team, is still confident that they can go to Nebraska, a place where you go back to early on in the year where they played Nebraska, and I think they got dominated. But this time, you're going against a Florida State team who is 19-9, 11-7, finished up 11-7 in the ACC conference. These two teams, this is going to be the fourth time that these teams have met. The first time, going all the way back to 2010, K-State does own a 2-1 margin there on that. So I guess, Sudie Fritz is looking at the numbers. She can definitely be confident about that. A lot more this weekend on individual players, obviously. Again, if you're not subscribed to the Triple P, you better get on that, because we're going to have a lot of content this week, obviously, with this. And then you have big games with, obviously, South Carolina basketball, women's basketball tomorrow night there as well. You got more Flint Hills basketball all weekend through Saturday. You have, men's basketball Sunday, the big game there. Down in Wichita, K-State, Wichita State in Trust Arena. Woo-hoo! I tell you what, I'm more excited about that ball game to see. That's kind of a measure stick to see where K-State men's basketball career program is out. It is at right now, coming off that win against Albany last night in Bramlage. But yeah, K-State, they have obviously Aaliyah Carter, a lot more on her later on this weekend. She was an unanimous selection onto the first team, all Big 12, earlier this week. So a lot, again, not a surprise that there you have her. You have a lot more other players that as well. This is the 18th bid going underneath. This marks the 18th bid in program history, and this is the 13th appearance for Susie Fritz, who is in her 21st year as head coach of this volleyball team. So she has been there. She was there when I was a student, and she's still there doing what she's doing. And this is big for this program getting into the NCAA, kind of a little redemption from last year as well. I mentioned Aaliyah Carter, Big 12 first team selection. And then you have Mackenzie Morris leading the team in digs, digs per set. She registered 20 digs going back to that last match of the regular season. And now it's her sixth 20-plus dig outing this year as well. And yeah, as the Seminoles, their K-State's opponent on Friday, they closed their regular season out with 3 consecutive home losses. So these two teams are going in the same direction. Florida State lost to Miami, Notre Dame, and 14th-ranked Georgia Tech. So Florida State comes in this game. So maybe Susie Fritz is on something here. But hey, it's another thing to look at on paper. You got to play the game. Hey, I like to say it's the same. You got to play the games out in the field, on the court. That's where it's at. So K-State, in looking at this, K-State has a chance. They have to put it together in consistency. That's the key here. You don't have time. You don't have time, especially if you make it to the playoffs. You're one, you're done. I mean, you don't have time to get it right. You can't wait for the team late in the game format. You gotta get it right now, and it's the time for K-State to do it, and they have a chance. So one of these teams going to move on to the next round, the other one's going home. So both teams are on losing streaks, so it's gonna be a testament to see who gets out of the first round, but Kansas State volleyball team is in the NCAA tournament. And he's taking on Florida State. We're going to have a reaction to that. We're going to have a reaction to that, and that should be out on Saturday. So a lot of content to come this weekend. Of course, tomorrow will be episode 73. We recorded that last night. That will be out before the craziness begins on Friday. So congratulations to Sydney Fritz and the squad for making it to the NCAA tournament, the Purple Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast, baby. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, and more. The Purple Project Podcast heading in to the first weekend of the final month of 2021. There's at least some momentum in Kansas State athletics here in a critical first weekend of December. That's going to wrap it up for me, Eddie Greer. Thank you very much for downloading, subscribing. You're not subscribed again to the other K-State podcast, the Purple Project podcast, you better do that right now. Go Cats! This has been another edition of the Purple Project podcast.